going to be the creepy guy sitting in the back of the theater watching Dora.
I got something you can explore.
I'm glad you're recording. Best Nickelodeon movie ever.
Kevin.
Yes, Brad?
Hey, what's up?
Nothing. I just wanted to give you 6 seconds of dead air.
I can edit it out.
Oh, shit. That's right. Mm-hmm. Which is good. I really like to take my time with my thoughts now. So
yeah, this is a bonus show.
No, it's not.
Whoo! One of those nights.
Oh, can you hear the creaking? Should I not do this?
Please don't.
Yeah, boy.
Well, welcome to Mandatory Movies. I'm Bradley Ratter.
Yeah. I'm Kevin Falkenberg, and we're here with the preview episode.
The preview.
For September.
Correct.
Yeah. And much discussion about this on the last preview episode while we were drunk.
I was very lost. So for September, we are going to be watching Dora the Explorer.
Yeah.
What's the full title of the movie?
Dora and the Lost City of Gold.
Dora and the Lost City of Gold.
Yeah.
The strange adaptation of the Nick Jr. TV series that has absolutely no story.
Yeah, it's basically just a child's learning show.
Yeah, where they just repeat stuff 9 times.
Yeah.
But
this is like, no, this is serious shit. Nickelodeon was like, this is some serious shit.
Yeah.
She's going to find a lost city of gold. Yeah, that's it. That's all I got from
Sounds
from
good the trailer. To me.
Yeah.
So what is our theme going to be?
Well, our theme that we decided on was going to be like treasure hunting, adventure movies, that kind of thing.
Treasure hunting, exploring,
yeah,
that kind of thing.
Exploring.
Things spelunking. Of that nature.
Yeah. Which I had to tell some people who were asking me, because they were suggesting movies to me, but they were all heist movies. And I thought, well, I think we want something like, there's sort of a treasure reward in a heist movie, but there's no searching for it. They know where the bank is that they're going to fucking rob.
Yeah, they plan exactly how to do it.
Exactly.
That's definitely not exploring.
Yeah, this is, finding the treasure and then, maybe getting away with it. Who knows? Who knows what we'll pick? Brad?
Yeah. Well, we know.
I know the options I picked, but correct. I'm not sure what 6 movies we're going with. Until the end of this, we'll say, what are we at now? 7 minutes? So about 8.5 minutes?
Well, the thing is, we were recording for a couple minutes before we actually started.
That's true. So I said 7 minutes, and once you edit it, whoo, then you get rid of this.
That's rather distracting.
Yeah.
We are each going to pick 3 movies.
Yes.
That relate to exploring and or treasure hunting.
Or both.
And I'm going to make... Well, that's what the and or...
I'll be honest, I wasn't listening.
Yeah, I know.
I was watching this guy in the trailer who looks like David Byrne.
I can confirm that he looks nothing like David Byrne. I'm going to make you go first because I have 2 sets of movies.
You're going to make me go first?
I'm going to make you go first. I have two different options for me to take, 2 different directions.
All right.
And I want to get clued in.
I'll give you a choice then. Do you want like a good movie, great movie, or just a piece of shit? Which one want me to pick first?
A good movie.
Oh, middle of the road.
I've never heard of it.
Well, I'll go with the one that I told you about that I was going to pick on my text messages, which is National Treasure.
All right.
The first one, not the Book of Secrets.
They're both pretty much the same.
Yeah. one is absolving John Wilkes Booth of his crimes.
Oh, I don't remember that.
I think that's what the book is.
Is that Book of
Secrets? Isn't that, yeah, I think that's what the book is for. That it's supposed to be like, oh, he didn't really kill Lincoln.
Are you serious?
I think so.
Boy, it's been a while since I've seen that. I don't remember that at all.
At least I think. I don't remember either. Maybe I made it up in my head. Maybe I dreamed it.
Yeah, I remember like National Treasure.
Yeah.
It's a fun movie.
Yeah. It's my good movie.
Oh, that's the good one.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, it is.
What's the piece of shit going to be?
I don't know.
Oh, boy.
I wanted to continue our trend of picking Nicolas Cage movies. I feel like we should do one an episode.
I honestly think he's fucking phenomenal. I love Nicolas Cage.
Oh, yeah.
So there's one movie that's on both of my lists, and that is The Adventures of Tintin.
Oh.
Secret of the Unicorn.
Let me just...
eat that highlighter cap.
Why'd you pick this one?
Because I loved this movie.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I don't think I ever saw it.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I haven't seen it in a while.
Don't sound so surprised.
It's great.
Yeah, but, you know, I don't know movies are great before I watch them, so.
It's Spielberg. Collaborating with Peter Jackson.
Wow.
Yeah. Actually, there was supposed to, like...
I mean, I'm going to watch it.
Well, you have to. It's mandatory.
I know. It's kind of the name of the game. Or the show.
No, but like, yeah, Spielberg made that one. And then Peter Jackson was supposed to do a sequel. And then I think they were both going to co-direct a third movie. And it never happened. Mm-hmm. And I find that very disappointing because I think it is a phenomenal film.
Well, I'll have. So that's your great pick? Your like top of the charts?
Depending on...
Because you tried to fuck me on the last episode where you're like, I want all my movies to be good.
Did I?
Yeah. Yeah, because you wanted to do Adaptation and The Stuntman and Badass.
Well, The Stuntman is questionably.
Oh, okay. So you're saying The Stuntman is worse than Big Fat Liar?
No. There's not much that's worse than Big Fat Liar. No, but I definitely learned a lesson from Big Fat Liar.
Wow.
Choosing Big Fat Liar and Jane Silent Bob Strike Back. That'll never happen again. Oh, man.
I remember that preview episode. You're like, I want to watch all five of these.
And I kind of did. And
you kind of did.
So, yeah, anyway, I think you're going to love Tintin. Was that on your short list at all?
It wasn't. Hmm. I had a feeling that was going to be one of yours.
Oh, so really?
I didn't pick it. Yeah.
Yes.
And then I just started writing a bunch of things down. I even wrote one of the lines says, any of those Indiana Jones shits, which I assume nobody was going to pick. So that's why I wrote that.
I actually thought about Crystal Skull.
I know. I figured that you would.
Because I kind of want to do it for franchise fourths.
Right.
That's
right.
But anyway, what is your second choice?
Well, I think I'm going to go. Let's see. I didn't pick.
Do I get to pick if it's the stinker or the great movie?
I think I was going to go with the... I think I'm going to go with the stinker.
Oh, I don't get to pick?
Oh, you can pick.
Go with the great one.
God, no, I'm going to go with the stinker. It's going to be better. So I went with the first National Treasure and not the second one. And yet for the stinker, I'm going to go with a part two.
You're going to go with the number two?
Yeah, I'm going to go with the number two. That being...
This is unprecedented.
Do you have any idea what it's going to be?
National Treasure 2?
No. City Slickers 2, The Legend of Curly's Gold. Yeah, this is gonna happen.
So that doesn't help me in terms of which list I'm going with.
Oh no,
no. Okay, so now we're queuing up Dora and the Lost City of Gold, the trailer on quarter speed for the second time. It's very distracting.
Yeah, I know. Just go with it. Just let it come over you.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, count the ums and ahs, and that's literally because you're watching this on quarter speed. Oh, there's one.
Yeah, trailer now. Let's, yeah, that's all I had to say about that. City Slickers 2, baby.
All right, Forrest.
That's all I got to say about
Forrest
that.
Gump. All right.
That's all I got to say about Alita.
So there's definitely one movie that I want to do.
Well, you'll end up subbing it in anyway.
Yeah, true. We're not bound by this. This isn't contractual.
No, it's not mandatory.
You know, I guess I'll go with my stinker as well. Yeah, it's not mandatory at all.
Okay, go with your stinker.
Extremely loud and incredibly close.
Oh my God.
Best picture nominee, extremely loud and incredibly close.
Well, gotta jot that one down.
That wasn't on your list?
Nope. Extreme. Oh, we're not writing the whole thing.
Have you ever seen it?
I can refresh me. Is that the grief porn one?
Grief porn.
Or is that a different one?
What does that mean?
Like where it's just like sad just to be sad.
No.
Which one is this one?
This was a 9/11 movie.
Right, yeah.
With the autistic kid.
Let's recap. I'm like, this is the sad movie, right? You're like, no, this is a 9/11 movie.
It's not really sad.
Anyway. I knew that you were a Holocaust denier. I didn't know that you were also a 9/11. What? Apologist? I don't know what you would call that. No, it's not sad.
I won't apologize for it.
I didn't do it. I didn't do nothing.
Have you ever seen it?
No. Julie Roberts, is she in that one?
I think she... I mean, she's not like the star or anything. She might be in it. I think she is. Tom Hanks is in it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And when you watch it, after you eat that cracker.
Mm-hmm.
No, when you watch it, look out for... I think it has, as I remember it, one of the worst line deliveries I've ever heard from John Goodman, who plays like the security guard or like the guy who works the front desk at the building that the kid lives in. Because on
not
September,
an insurance salesman.
No, not on this one. On September 11th, when all the kids get sent home from school, he walks into the building and John Goodman is there. And like the kid, like, you know, they have like an interaction. Kid walks upstairs and then John Goodman is watching the news. And he sees like the footage of the plane hitting the tower. And he goes like, oh, no. And he delivers it like he's watching a football game where his favorite team threw an interception. Like
they missed a field goal.
Yeah, exactly. You know, or like somebody showed up to the party and they brought chips but not dip. You know, it's just like, oh, no. It is so awkward and distracting.
Oh, man.
So hopefully it's as bad as I remember it in my memory.
Yeah.
But
it sounds great.
Oh my God, it's so bad. But anyway, so that's my second choice.
Okay. Wow. What do your lists look like exactly? And why are they different? You deliberately had two separate lists.
Yeah. Well, one was sort of like more unconventional choices, and one was more conventional choices.
Oh, all right. Well, okay, so
Kevin Falkenberg, what is your third choice for explorer gold digging movies?
Gold digging movies. There's so many. I got like three of them that I wanted to pick, and now I don't know which one to go with.
My next one is going to be good. It's a good movie.
Just a middle of the road good?
It's good or great. It depends on what you pick.
All right. So, I'll go with... No, all right. Hold on. I'm rolling this one out. I'm rolling that one out. I'm going to go with Lost City of Z.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought about that one. I love that movie.
Yeah.
That was really good.
So, I'm going with that.
Yeah, okay. Well, shit. Now, I don't know what to do with that now.
Yeah. Put you in a hairy spot.
Yeah.
Get up. Get it? It's like Kevin Smith movie in here.
Okay. Lost City of Z is pretty great.
Yeah.
I liked it a lot. I actually thought about it, but I actually thought maybe it's a little too serious for our show.
Ooh.
A little too serious.
I like to ham it up. City Slickers too. I should have gone with the first City Slickers. For my...
I'm like the Joker. Why so serious?
Oh, man.
It's from The Dark Knight.
Oh, yeah, was it?
Yeah, it was on the poster.
Did not think that train of thought was continuing. You stopped that train like three times. But there was a fourth.
All right. So, should I mix the lists?
What am I going to draw out of a hat? What are you talking about?
Yeah, yeah. So, I had so one list that I have going now.
What have you been going off so far?
The I've been going off of. What's that?
The unconventional?
Yeah, kind of.
Okay. I'm like Cliff Booth. My dog bites your nuts.
Oh, no.
Spoilers.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no!
A lot of editing. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. A lot of silence going to be edited out.
Yeah.
Third movie. It's going to be... Damn it. Well, it goes against the theme of my list. I'm going to have to mix them. But I think I was going to choose Hugo.
Oh.
And go with all 2011 movies.
Interesting. I was just thinking about Hugo the other... Last weekend, actually. I was looking up clips online.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Of Hugo?
Yeah.
Why?
Why? Why was I doing that? I think because I was watching it because I was thinking about that movie in relation to our theme from... this month, which was
movies about movies.
Yeah.
All right. So I'll give you. I haven't seen Hugo in 8 years. So I saw it like opening day.
Yeah.
And have not seen it since.
I saw it in theaters as well.
Does that? That is a search movie, right? He's searching for clues about his dad or something.
It's the he finds the robot thing and it's
the automaton.
Yeah, it's like. Using it to guide him to something or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Cause it does the drawing of Trip to the Moon.
Yeah.
Or Voyage à la Lune.
Ooh.
That's right. I took high school French.
George has directed that one, huh?
Méliès. that was the unconventional list.
Okay.
I'll let you choose.
Oh, choose my mandatory movie.
So, it could be Hugo.
Mm-hmm.
Or
Argo.
Or Three Kings.
Oh, Three Kings was one of the ones that I ruled out.
I was kind of hoping you'd pick it.
Yeah.
That way I could choose Hugo.
I had it down. My last pick was going to be Lost City of Z, Three Kings, or Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?
You dick.
But I figured I picked Barton Fink, so I'm not just going to pick a Coen Brothers movie every month. So I don't know why I rolled out Three Kings.
Well, Three Kings would be a Spike Jones movie for the second month in a row.
Yeah.
Mm.
Hey.
So
you thought I would pick Three Kings so that you would pick Hugo?
Yeah. That was kind of my hope.
Man. So. Looks like we're at an impasse. Not really.
No.
We just have to pick one. I don't know which would you rather watch more, because I could do either.
I mean, I haven't seen Hugo since it came out, and I remember being.
I haven't seen Three Kings in maybe equally as long. So.
Oh really? Yeah. I watched Three Kings maybe 5 years ago, and I thought it was still great. And I watched Hugo. I mean, I read the book. That Hugo was based on, and I thought it was
Three Kings. Oh no! Hugo.
No, I thought it was it's great. I mean, it's a kid's book, but it's great. And I thought the movie was good. But I mean, it was nominated for Best Picture.
Yeah,
it's interesting. Maybe in retrospect, maybe it's better than I thought it was.
Like the only movie that I'm glad I saw in 3D.
Actually, to be honest, Tintin, phenomenal in 3D.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah, I never saw it.
It's very good.
2D or 3D. And I'm going to watch it in 2D this time.
I actually saw it in 2D and 3D.
Whoa!
Saw it twice. Double dipped.
I've only ever done that once.
Did that with Avatar as well.
I sure did not.
Might have done that with Prometheus, too.
I saw Avatar and I was like, once is enough.
Yeah.
Only time I did it was Fury Road.
I saw it in 2D. And I'm fine with that.
Saw it in 3D on opening night and then 2D a couple nights later.
The crash towards the end when the tire comes at you. Whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa. Woo. Almost hit you in the face, right?
Yeah.
Did you wince? Almost.
No.
Was it like a train close coming into the station?
Whoa, like, no. I was like, whoa, whoa. Whoa.
Oh, no. Oh.
Yeah, it was just like the buildings coming down on I-11. It's just as scary. So what are we going with?
It's your choice.
I don't fucking know.
Should we flip a coin?
Yeah.
Do you have a coin?
Do you have one of Saddam Hussein's gold treasure coins?
One of them Saddam coins?
One of them Saddam coins? I don't have a coin.
All right. Grab that cracker.
This cracker?
Yeah.
Can we flip this cracker?
Listeners are not going to like that.
No, they're not. They're going to be like, what's all this static in my... All
right, salt side up is Three Kings. Salt side down is Hugo.
All right. What do I have to...
Salt side down is Hugo.
Yeah.
All right.
You're giving me that look like you're like Three Kings.
I'm giving you that look like when I record the intro... to this show, I'm going to go, we're going to sub out Hugo for Three Kings.
We could watch half of each movie.
Ooh. How'd the cracker taste? Huh. Like 1930s Paris?
Yeah. Tasted like Sacha Baron Cohen running around a train station.
I feel like that's an outcome nobody wanted.
It's very sweaty. So Three Kings it is.
Yeah, well, let's go Three Kings.
Yeah.
Now that I drag that out.
Yeah. You have another cracker?
So Three Kings. Yeah, yeah, I love Three Kings. It's fucking great. So I have two movies that I love and one movie that I think I hate. But is like kind of relevant. I mean, it was up for Best Picture. Come on. And has like a all-star cast. I think Viola Davis is in it too.
I got three movies I love, so.
What? Nat Trash.
Yeah, National Treasure, Lost City.
Curly's G.
And City Slickers too. Get a little Jack Palance in you.
What was that third movie? Oh, City of Z.
Lost City of Z.
So you went with those city movies. Dora and the Lost City of Gold.
Yeah.
Lost City of Z.
Door on the
Lost City. How many City Lost Cities can we have in this show?
Door on the Lost City of Z. I was going to pick Fool's Gold, too. What were the other ones on your list? Do it.
No, I told you.
Oh, you did? You did both lists?
Oh, no. So my conventional list was going to be Tintin, Three Kings, and then my stinker was going to be King Solomon's Mines.
Mm.
But since you did like more legit treasure hunting movies, I decided to...
I follow the rules.
Yeah, fucking dick. I decided to go with Extremely Loud and Incredibly Close.
I threw a bunch of stuff on here that I was not going to pick, just in case you picked it and I had to highlight it. So, but I didn't. I figured that we weren't going to, because I was going to be like, all right, are we actually going to pick the Goonies? Probably not.
No.
Yeah.
Although, apparently it's like... In the last 5 years, I've learned that it's like quite fashionable to not like the Goonies.
Really?
Yeah. It's like a thing now that people don't like the Goonies, which...
You want a Facebook group?
I don't know. Fuck
the Goonies.
It's one of those things. Like, I remember like discovering people who didn't like Seinfeld. And I was like, what?
What?
Huh? Yeah. I worked with a guy who was like, yeah, I just don't like Seinfeld. I was like, fuck are you talking about?
I found that out. I think it might have been my brother. My mom told me that, like, yeah, he doesn't really like, you know, Because I think we were talking about Curb, and they're like, yeah, Wayne doesn't really like Curb. I'm like, what? They're like, yeah, he doesn't really like Seinfeld either. I'm like, what? Wait, what?
Who is he? We share blood?
Yeah. Like, Seinfeld is weird to watch now because nobody's saying cock and shit and fuck.
Yeah. No, but yeah, like, people don't like the Goonies, and I think that's bizarre. Because, like, I listened to the arguments, and I was like, all right, maybe they kind of make sense. And then I watched it again, and I was like, oh, this movie's fucking awesome. Yeah.
You know, I hear the same thing about City Slickers, too, that there's people that don't like it. I don't really understand.
I mean, I don't even want to know.
Yeah, I don't want to know. What's next? They're going to dislike My Giant, too?
Quick story about My Giant.
Yeah, My Giant. Yeah, I got it right here.
We are talking about my dick, right?
Yeah, written by Kevin Smith.
in like 2001, I think it was, for my mom's birthday, my brother and I bought her a DVD player.
Oh, no.
And then we bought her 5 DVDs.
Tell me it was 5 copies of My Giant.
No, but one of
them... This one's full screen. This one's widescreen.
No, one of them, My Giant made the cut for what we thought my mom's first 5 DVDs should be. You know. Well, I mean, she was a big basketball fan, so Georgie Marison being in it, you know.
Oh, yeah.
You don't even know what that means. He was the Giant.
Yeah, was he?
Yeah, he was. He was Billy Crystal's Giant.
Oh, God. He should have gotten her 5 Peter Coyote movies. She would have loved it.
Peter Coyote's in it.
Oh, Peter Coyote's in it.
The funny thing is, nobody knows what that means because that episode is buried.
You deleted that episode. Or whatever. Whatever you did with it. I don't know.
Yeah. Hoosiers was another one of those DVDs.
Did you just buy her basketball movies?
Giant has nothing to do with basketball. They just chose a guy who's really big.
Yeah, he played basketball, though, you just said, right?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. That's all I'm trying to say. Oh, God.
Anyway, yeah, My Giant, pretty good movie.
It's a-
No. God, no. All right, anyway. So this is the movies. So Dora Lost City of Gold.
Mm-hmm.
Along with...
Then your pick was The Adventures of Tintin.
Secret of the Unicorn.
Sure. My pick was National Treasure, part one.
My pick, Extremely Loud and Incredibly Close.
I'm glad you said that because I wouldn't have remembered the order that those go in. My pick was The Lost City of Z.
And my pick was Hugo. I mean, Three Kings.
And my pick was the inimitable City Slickers 2, The Legend of Curly's Gold. Yeah. Starring William Crystal.
Ooh.
And
he was also in My Giant.
Yeah. Jack Palance, other people.
Man, watching that with my mom, because I remember liking that movie, My Giant. And then, like, you know, so it was like, hey, mom, here's a DVD player. You can enjoy movies in, like, better definition. Which she didn't care about at all. And then we basically just made her watch My Giant.
And she picked full screen, and you're like, oh.
She doesn't even get it.
The funny thing is, people, like, nowadays, do they even remember that companies used to sell 2 versions of a movie? Like, I don't even understand that.
Could you imagine Blu-rays that are double-sided?
Jeez. Oh, yeah. I remember that working at Blockbuster was like, this is the full screen version. This is the widescreen version. I'm like, oh my God, why are they, like, seems like a complete waste of money. I don't know. Some of them were, you know, dual sided, but some of them they actually sold actual copies. Ugh.
Yeah, I remember like when DVD first came out, they used to have widescreen special edition. Yeah. That was like a thing. It's like, it's in widescreen.
It's special. Like, oh, you mean how it was filmed and intended to be seen?
Yeah.
I remember because I was working with your brother, and he made like...
Ben?
Yeah.
And my brother Ben?
Yeah. Yeah. Is there another one? Is there?
No, that's the only one I know.
Okay. Do you have a brother Bill or anything?
I don't know.
I don't know. Good, good. I feel like this chair is squeaking too much. Yeah, no, he made... like a widescreen cheat sheet for everyone who like came up to the counter to get a movie, because he was just kind of like, because he got tired of people asking like, oh, I'm tired of the black boxes,
and he's like, got the black bars on it.
I'm like, no, this is the fucking movie. Whatever. This is how it's supposed to be seen. Remember when you'd watch a movie on television and the end of the movie would be in widescreen, like they would bring the black bars in? Why did they do that? Never understood that. The rest of the movie filled the screen, and then they would bring the widescreen.
That's a good question.
It's very odd. It's not a good question, really.
It's a question.
It is a question. I'm just a couple spritzers in. Feeling pretty good.
All right. Well, that's enough.
Yeah. We've done plenty of that. You're going to cut down about half of this.
Oh, yeah. This will be about 12 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, that's the preview show for Dora and the Lost City of Gold. I'm actually kind of excited for this movie. I think it looks kind of cool.
I am also. You don't believe me, do you?
No.
Yeah. No, it looks fine. Looks like it'll be enjoyable. Hopefully more enjoyable than the Pokemon movie.
Whew, yeah.
If we're talking about, you know, a kid's product that's brought to the big screen. Mm-hmm. We'll see.
What do you think's in the backpack?
I don't know. You think we'll find out?
I hope so.
You think they're starting a new cinematic universe? Like like Blue from Blue's Clues will show up at the end and be like, oh, we're starting this whole thing.
Yeah, Steve with his fucking notepad.
Yeah. Steve's going to be like, I'm here to talk to you about the Nick Initiative. Like, oh, shit.
Oddly enough, Nick. On the way here, I saw a vanity plate that was N. Fury.
Wow.
Yeah. Nathan Fury.
Did you drive by and see if it was Samuel L. Jackson?
He did have an eye patch.
Oh, wow. Cool.
Tried to run him off.
On the wrong side, though. Mm-hmm. Well.
So anyway, the beers are empty. That means the show is over.
That's right. I'm glad we recorded this.
Me too.
Hey, we should probably go. Pizza's almost here.
Yep. So anyway, I'm Brad the Redder.
I'm Kevin Falkenberg.
And this has been Mandatory Movies.
Yeah. Bye.
Okay, goodbye.